1970.
Well, some of those Chinese leaders, you know, stay on till about 80 and 90. I think that would be probably a bit long.
Oh, no!
I think it would be prudent for the chairman of Board Telecom to step aside for the moment for participation in the affairs of the Custom House Docks Authority.
Back with the Taoiseach after the break.
Well, first of all, we will be a bit out of line this year, all right, certainly, but nothing like, there won't be an overrun of £500 million. I want to say a word about that. There were some statements made, individual statements by ministers, which at the time might appear somewhat erratic. But I want to assure you that I have dealt with that situation, and you can accept that from now on, any statements by ministers will have full and complete regard for the necessary coherence of expressions of government policy. Well, I don't. We are a very democratic parliamentary party.
There is, for instance, no fraud, no share transactions, no insider dealings, no loss to company or exchequer funds, no missing stocks, not so much as a pound of sugar gone astray.
That we are going to make every effort we can to marginalise them for a start, and then to make political progress to try and bring about peaceful resolution to this. To this particular issue that we feel can be dealt with only in this way.
And I hate to see him going out in this way. But the allegations have been substantiated, and I think his credibility has gone. And if he continues to fight on, as he indicated this evening that he would, then I think his friends ought to talk to him very seriously about that.
According to a government spokesman this evening, the Taoiseach was saying categorically, absolutely and unreservedly that he did not make any phone calls and did not go to Orson Wuchteroyn on the night in question.
Well, I want to say that I'm absolutely certain on mature recollection at this stage that I did not ring President Hillary, and I want to put my reputation on the line in that respect.
As he alleges, he gave me transcripts. Where are they now? They often never were in my office. Nor were they seen by the members of my department or by my personal staff who handle my papers. If he gave them to me as he alleges, it is inconceivable that I would not have discussed such a serious matter with at least one or two of my colleagues. There is no record of any such discussions, and no colleague has any recollection of them. The statement also implies that he was given transports on an ongoing basis. And this is an important point. He said he was given them over a period of months, rather than, as the evidence suggests, indeed there's incontrovertible evidence suggests, that they were shown to give and given to him all together at one particular time. It would appear that Mr. Doherty's choice of allegations relates far more to his own perceived political convenience at the present time and not to any exacting standards of truthfulness. I find the implication strange.
It is essential that there be a levelling of the playing pitch from the present dominant position of RTE.